大康自然健康中心成立于1987年，率先将自然疗法、同类疗法同埋碗肠水疗引进香港。我哋提供各项整全性治疗方式，排除体内毒素，增强自身免疫系统，一切尽在大康自然健康中心。电话25773798，网址www.naturalhealing.com.hk。
Eating raw does not necessarily mean that you are eating right and healthily. Janet, in your case, speaking from experience, in what way can people go wrong when they start, eating raw food?
Yes, you're absolutely right. I mean, you can be vegetarian or even vegan and not be eating healthily. So with eating raw, if for a start off, that means plant-based. So you're eating raw fruits and vegetables.
There are raw foodies, some of them, insisting that meat is okay, raw meat is okay, especially in Europe.
Yes, I've heard that too. But I think that it's, meat itself is not that healthy for the body. It's been proven that it causes various different situations, health issues. So eating it raw would be even more compromising to the body's health. It takes the body several hours to days to even try to digest some of those animal products, especially flesh. And so it's using a lot of energy and a lot of its own stores of nutrients to do that. And even then, sometimes it has to store some of that in the form of fat or whatever, because it just cannot get rid of it. It's just so foreign to the body. So anything that is that negative is better to just eliminate altogether and not have it.
Okay. What about B12? People have been arguing about, you know, the danger of going vegan because of a deficiency of this vitamin. Where is your stand?
Well, my stand on B12 really is, a lot of people say, do you worry about B12? Well, no is my answer. I do not worry about deficiencies of any sort whatsoever. First of all, because I'm not symptomatic. So I bring everything down to being as simplistic and natural as possible. Rather than looking at what is considered to be standard levels of nutrients that you should have in your body, I go by the fact that I feel and act and am healthy. I don't see any point in going and getting a blood test to see if I've got a deficiency in B12, because the level of deficiency is based on sick people, not healthy people. So all of those studies that tell us what that actual level is, whether you're deficient or having sufficient, is not based on a healthy person. Nobody's done tests to see if when someone is really healthy and vibrant, whether or not what their actual levels are. So, and it's the same with the recommended doses of anything else that's recommended on a, you know, conventional way of thinking with foods. So B12, I don't have a problem with it. I have a lot of beetroot and greens and so on from my garden, which I don't wash. So if the theory that you can get B12 from the soil is good, then that works for me. But trying to get B12 from animal products really doesn't make any sense. And there are studies to show that there are just as many people, if not more, that are meat eaters that have a deficiency than those who are not. So if you're not symptomatic, I don't see any point in trying to reinvent the wheel, to be honest.
Mm. I see you don't worry about lacking protein.
That's probably one of the biggest myths that have been around.
You keep saying, where do you get your protein?
Where do I get my protein? Well, okay, think about it this way. If you're getting protein from your animals, where do the animals get it from? So most animals, that is the largest, strongest, tallest, fastest, and possibly the most intelligent animals, get their protein from the greens that they eat. So they're all eating greens, and we have been led to believe that we have to eat the animals to get protein from the animal. Well, I don't pass it through the middleman or the middle animal. I just get it straight from the greens. So greens have massive amounts of protein in them, and especially greens like grass, which is what most animals are having. Wheatgrass, for instance, or any grasses that you juice, they're complete protein. And you get a lot of protein from that. You can also get protein from an orange. There's protein in fruits and vegetables, and it's completely bioavailable to us. Mm. So we can assimilate that protein, whereas proteins from animal products are much less available to us.
Mm. Oh, it's time for you to describe to us, what do you eat every day, every meal, and you know, for breakfast, lunch, or dinner? Do we have a breakfast or a lunch or dinner?
Yes, normally we like to go for a run in the morning, and first thing. So before we go, if it's a short run, we'll have just some water with perhaps some lemon in it, and go for a short run. If it's a longer run, then we'll have grapefruit and some banana. Sometimes we blend it and have it that way, or we'll just eat it on as we walk down the drive. When we get back, we have a green smoothie for breakfast. And a green smoothie is usually three different ingredients. So bananas usually, some fruit. Sometimes it's usually a juicy fruit of some sort. And greens. So lots of greens. And we change the greens each day from kale or spinach or something like that. And those are preferably out of our garden, just as we make the smoothie. And then, and we use the roots and we don't wash them. And then, because of course we don't spray or anything, it's all organic. And then usually that lasts until about 2 or 3 in the afternoon sometimes. It depends on depends on what we're doing during the day. If we've got appointments and we have to actually keep a regular schedule going, we might have lunch and it might be a salad, so that in the evening we just have fruit, or it might be fruit in the midday and we have a salad. So it just kind of depends on our schedule. But the fruit that we have during the day would be either one large fruit, like one pineapple or one papaya, or one large fruit like that, or several oranges. So maybe 10 or more oranges. We just sit and eat whatever that one fruit is until we feel satiated. And then later in the day, or not too late, we have our dinner, which would be a salad, like lots and lots of greens and savory fruits. So anything that has a seed in it is a fruit. So tomatoes, cucumber, courgettes, any of those types of what are considered to be vegetables, but they're savory fruits. And we usually have, if we might have a squeeze of lemon on it, but we don't make a lot of dressings and sauces. We just have it the way it comes. And then if we're still feeling hungry later on, before we go to bed, not directly before, we might just have one fruit, like maybe a pear or something, if we're not, still feeling a little hungry. And that's pretty much it. And throughout the day, like at home, we have a very, very large bowl of fruit, and we help ourselves whenever we want and have as much as we want. And that's, yeah, mm-hmm. it's that easy.
You're not convincing me that you are getting enough calories for the day.
Ah, well, it depends on the amount of calories we need as to how much we eat. So when we were running a marathon a day consecutively, day after day for 366 days, we were consuming about 3,000 to 4,000 calories a day.
You need that.
And yes, yeah. and we were getting that completely from fruit and the vegetables. When you think that one banana is about 100 calories, then, you know, you could either sit down and eat 30 bananas to get you 3,000, or you could have half of that and some kiwi fruit and you know, pineapple or something, and that'll give it to you too.
Can you eat 10 bananas on a roll?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Really?
Yes, yes, of course, if that's what you feel like. But, you know, you just sort of keep an eye. We don't count calories per se. We have a fairly good idea of what calories you can get from certain fruits and make sure that we have a good variety of them. And if we need more, we just unzip another banana.
It seems that you are taking very little fat.
That's correct. We have a low-fat raw vegan diet. And we do have some fats, but only from things like avocado, durian, something like that has a little higher fat content in it, but we don't have them a lot all the time or every day.
And coconuts and nuts?
Some coconut. Unfortunately for us in Australia, they're not grown there, so we don't have them as much as if we were somewhere where we could get them locally. Nuts, the only nuts we really have are almonds, and we soak them, and we have seeds like pumpkin and sesame and sunflower seeds, and we soak those and sprout them as well, activate them.
6创意健康店 是一间最多元化选择的健康店，提供2000多种不同种类的健康食品和饮品，环保家居及个人用品健康产品，营养补充剂，一系列健康书籍等等。我们有两间分店，分别在铜锣湾和中环，电话2882-4848，网址www.healthshop.com.hk。